Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kirk Franklin should have won Best Gospel Artist just off the strength of how he cussed his son out. Right. Like, just off of that alone. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast out.
You already know.
Certified. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It is Monday. We're back. New week, new vibes. Yes. Lot to cover, right?
Yes. What we got to talk about today?
The 2021 Billboard Music Awards went down this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to talk about who won, who did a great performance. Drake getting his prestigious honor.
As he should.
And more. Plus, we got to talk about this new Bow Wow and Soulja Boy versus battle. It's officially been announced. And Bow Wow and Soulja are doing what they do, hyping it up.
As always.
Method Man has announced a new movie. It's going to be another edition of How High.
Okay.
Then we got J. Cole going number one on Billboard. And then Lil Baby and Lil Durk finally gave us a date for their new album. So let's get down to it. All right, kicking it off with the 2021 Billboard Awards. Highlights, lowlights, who won? Let's get to it.
There was a lot going on at the Billboard Music Awards last night. Before we get into the specific winners, overall, the weekend, he took home 10 awards. He was one of the big winners, which is funny that he took that many versus compared to not showing up to the Grammys. He wins a lot at the Billboard Music Awards.
Of course, because Billboard is hitting you with those facts. You cannot deny. The Grammys can lie and try to act like the weekend didn't dominate R&B because they mad that he didn't perform at their little award show. But Billboard, it's like, these are the numbers, these are the facts. He had the number one album. Like, his album did major numbers on the Billboard, so there was no denying it. Like, they had to give him his awards.
Exactly. And then Pop Smoke, he won 5. And then
rest in peace to the Woo.
He also won Top New Artist, so you got that going on. And then BTS and Bad Bunny each earned 4. So those were, like, the big, big winners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you got Top Male Artist, again, The Weeknd. Top Female Artist, Taylor Swift, but whatever. you got Top Billboard 200, again, Taylor Swift. She beat out Drake, Juice WRLD, Pop Smoke, and Post Malone.
Wait, come again? What award was that?
That was a Top Billboard 200 artist, went to Taylor Swift and beat out...
I don't know. Sounds a little questionable to me.
Right.
Sounds a little questionable.
You got Top...
Over Drake...
Right, like, come on.
You can't beat out the artist of the decade, Top Billboard. I don't know how that went. But anyway.
But Drake did take home Top Streaming Songs Artist. Then you got...
So he got more streams than Taylor Swift.
Make it make sense.
Taylor Swift was the top artist. Okay. If y'all say so.
Then, again, The Weeknd is taking the big dominations, Top R&B Male Artist, Top R&B Artist. But then Doja Cat won Top R&B Female Artist, Pop Smoke, Top Rap Artist. We got to go back to Doja Cat.
Who's the other nominees?
Surprisingly, just Janae Aiko and SZA and Doja Cat. That was in the category.
So, no Kehlani? We just going to play in Kehlani face like that?
Right. Why
really?
Is she not in there?
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
Or her. Why was her not in there either?
Oh, my God. The disrespect.
I don't like that. Anyway.
Maybe because her didn't put out... Did her put out an album?
I don't know.
That's why. But she was still dominating. But, yeah, okay. I can see her not being there because no album. But Yeah, y'all played on Kehlani. But SZA didn't put out an album either, so how is she up there?
Yeah. I didn't even count all right,
we need some explanations. some of these things are not making sense, okay? Yeah,
not at all. And then top rap female artist went to Megan Thee Stallion. She beat out Cardi B and Saweetie.
Okay. So that's an interesting mix of nominations.
Right. Like, where was everybody at for the nominations?
Cardi B, Megan. If anything, put Doja in the rap category. She's a rapper.
Yeah.
And then give the R&B award to someone who's really an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. If we're including people that don't have albums, then her deserves it hands down. Or people that haven't put out an album this year. Her deserves it hands down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're strictly going based off the albums and how they charted, then I feel like Kehlani needs to be it. But, you know, they it's politics.
And then another interesting one is top gospel artist. You had Kirk Franklin, Corn Hawthorne, Tasha Cobbs, Maverick City, but Kanye West won top gospel artist.
Get out of here, man. Kirk Franklin should have won best gospel artist just off the strength of how he cussed his son out.
Right.
Like, just off of that alone, he should have won best gospel artist because no other gospel artist was turning up like that this year.
Period. It really should have went to Kirk Franklin just off the the cuss out.
Off the strength.
Oh, see. Pop Smoke, his album won top rap album. Top R&B album. Kehlani was nominated for that one, but The Weeknd took it.
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with The Weeknd getting that one. But still, how is she nominated for R&B album, but not R&B artist? And she's in the category with people who don't even make, like, really R&B like that. I don't get it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I guess we'll wrap up by saying give shout out to DaBaby and Roddy Ricch. Rockstar won a lot for top rap song.
North Carolina, let's go.
Right, top streaming song, top rap song for that one. So
more disrespect, though, might I add, because when DaBaby was up there accepting his award, his well-deserved award, because that song was number one for I don't know how many weeks in a row.
Yes.
They had the nerve to play Post Malone Rockstar instead of DaBaby Rockstar.
Come on.
Don't ever play with DaBaby like that. That you're endangering your physical safety.
You're about to get punched.
By playing with DaBaby like that, all right? Don't ever do that. Don't disrespect DaBaby. Don't disrespect North Carolina as a state. Get it right.
Yeah. Put some respect on our good man's name. Like,
yeah. Come on now. And obviously, if the song was streaming that much, you've heard it before. You know what it is. And you know the difference between DaBaby Rockstar and Pop. I was about to say Pop Smoke. You know the difference between DaBaby Rockstar and Post Malone Rockstar.
Exactly. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the gist of all the winners and nominations for the Billboards last night. But
okay. They got some things right. A couple things were really questionable.
For sure.
But I definitely respect Drake getting Artist of the Decade. That was appropriate. That was what should have happened. It was a beautiful speech. He had his family up there. He had his son with him.
Right.
He was dressed. The suit was looking good. I said, okay. We don't see Drake in a suit that often.
Yeah.
It was an inspirational moment. It was a great full circle moment for Drake's career. It was hard work paying off in the flesh.
For sure. I just like how I feel like people not either idolize Drake so much, but like every time like Drake just speaks, they showed the crowd and everybody was just like in awe. Like Drake just had that thing about him. I don't know what it is, but like he does have longevity. He is like an icon. And for him to accept that award was big, and him actually showing up, like, because Drake didn't really pop out a lot, but when he do, it's like seeing like Sasquatch sometimes, because you'd be like, damn, that's Drake. Like, it's crazy.
Right. He came. I like how he, like I said, he had his family with him. He showed that the award or the honor of it did matter to him. Like,
exactly.
By bringing his family out, having them dressed up. His son Adonis was out there with him wanting to go home.
Yeah.
Adonis looked like he was ready to go play Power Rangers, and Drake had him at this show.
Yeah.
And he just seemed irritated by all of it, as a toddler would.
Right.
Like, so that was cute. What he spoke on during his acceptance speech was really dope, because it showcased why he's at where he's at, the vulnerability of it all, because he speaks on not really celebrating his accomplishments, always going back and looking at what he could have done better or how he can make it greater than it already is. And it just goes to show, like, Drake, he does the bravado thing, but he does the vulnerability thing really well. And that's why so many people relate to his music. And that's what he talked about in the speech. He's like, yo, like, I don't think my stuff is perfect. I don't feel like everything is the greatest in the world. Mm-hmm. I just keep trying to get better. And that's how I got to where I am. So that was fire.
Yeah, and that's crazy because we look at it like, oh, he dropped this. It's so hot. Like, it's this. Like, can you believe he said that? And he's over there like being like, I thought it was good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was okay. And we over here like giving it flame. So
yeah,
that was interesting. But
I love that. I love that Drake got his honor. He got his flowers. He got what he needed to get while he was still here to get it. Unlike Pop Smoke, which we saw during the awards, mm-hmm. where he got all of his streams and all of the notoriety that he should have got while he was here, after he was already gone. So it was good to see Drake get it while he's here.
Exactly.
All right, off of Billboard, on to Versus battles. They're coming back with some good battles, man. They're keeping me interested in the Versus franchise with these new battles that they've been announcing.
Yeah, definitely so.
So the latest one is Big Draco versus Bow Wow. Shad Moss versus Soulja Boy.
What's Soulja Boy's real name? Do we know? I forgot.
I feel like it's Devontae for some reason. I don't know that to be a fact, but I feel like it's Devontae. Let's look it up. Oh, it's DeAndre. See, I was close.
Oh, okay, yeah,
DeAndre
yeah.
Cortez Way versus Shad Moss.
That's what it is. Exactly.
So, new versus battle. And this one has a slight bit of controversy surrounding it because people were talking about a Bow Wow versus Romeo versus for the longest, which I don't even understand because what songs does Romeo have? No shade. Like, Romeo was a staple in childhood, but I just remember the shows, the movies, like him being Master P's son. I don't remember the music when it comes to Romeo.
You know, you're right. I can't think of one little Romeo song. I remember listening, but I cannot tell you the name of the song.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like cute kid songs. But
yeah,
the Bow Wow songs that he came out with when he was a kid, we still remember today. So I don't understand why they were trying to make that a thing. I get that they came up at the same time. They were around the same age. Young stars that, you know, left a mark. But as far as music, no. Sorry.
Yeah.
The Bow Wow Romeo thing, that should have never been in consideration. But I did like that they said before that they were going to do a documentary just showcasing the life of young people coming up in the music industry. So that was supposed to happen. And then I guess things kind of went left once Bow Wow decided to do the Versus battle, and then Romeo was like, well, we said we wasn't gonna do a Versus battle, and now you want to do a Versus battle.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know how that's gonna happen with that, because I would like to see that too. But, yeah, the Bow Wow and Soulja Boy Versus battle is coming up. They went live and mentioned how they were both, like, on tour. They got a mixtape together. They have stuff dropping before the battle, so it's all, like, they're saying it all worked out. It's supposed to be
the synchronicity.
Exactly. But
yeah, because Soulja Boy had said he's dropping music and Bow Wow has a movie coming out the day of the battle.
Yeah. The Fast and Furious 9. So, yeah. So that's meaning that the Versus battle will be Saturday, June 26th.
Okay.
Is when it's going to happen.
I got to get my bathing apes. I got to get my Soulja Boy glasses, the little white shades, write Soulja Boy on them. The name belt, the nameplate belt. Okay, so if we want to be fancy, we got to get the one with the marquee on it, the electric one. But if we can't find that, then we just get regular nameplate, right?
Gotcha. Go for the LED little. Go for the belt, that belt first, because you need that.
Yeah, for sure. Some jeans that are about five sizes too big for me. Maybe a baby tee.
Baby tee?
for the guys, you know, XXXXXXL white tee. Yeah, for the ladies, maybe a baby tee. Von Dutch t-shirt, maybe. I don't know. Something of that arena.
Okay. Big chains.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I see it. The vision is coming together. The Versus battle attire, I feel like people are really going to show out for this one.
You got to.
Like, you have to. I want Bow Wow and Soulja Boy to come dressed appropriately as well. Like, give us 2000s, straight 2000s.
So are you going with Team Soulja Boy on yours? Because I may dress up as Roll Bounce for Team Bow Wow. For me, because I'm a Bow Wow fan.
I am a Bow Wow fan. I think Bow Wow has a better catalog. But I think with Versus, it goes into song selection. It goes into energy in the battle. It goes into the antics. Like, I think Soulja Boy is going to win us over off personality and what he's doing in the battle alone. Now, his catalog can compete. Like, him and Bow Wow have both have great catalogs. Mm-hmm. I think Bow Wow's is a little bit better, a little bit stronger.
For sure.
But I think with personality and how Soulja is going to be acting at the battle, I think he's going to take it home for us. Like, it's the personality aspect of it. That plays a really big part in Versus. So I think Soulja Boy is going to take it. I think I'm going to have to go Big Draco.
Okay. Well, then we won't see, because I'm going to stick with Bow Wow. I get your point, but I'm going to go with Bow Wow.
And you know it's popular to rag on Bow Wow. So it's always just like people are going to be looking for a reason. And right. I think Bow Wow, to his credit, I think he will play into that and like do the goofy Bow Wow stuff and win people over with that too.
Right, Bow Wow Challenge, and oh Lord.
All types of stuff. And Bow Wow should bring his daughter out too, because she's a star. God, yeah. And we need her to do like the dance moves from the Let Me Hold You video. Like, I've seen her doing that before. That would was add cute to it. And funny. So I think they can both bring out some different aspects, surprise us. Soulja Boy can bring out A-Rab. Like, it could be a whole it could be a whole vibe if they, you know, put the energy and effort into it, which I think they will.
I hope so, because that would be everything. We would need to see that.
Okay, that's new versus battles. Now let's talk new movies. Method Man has just announced that he's coming out with a new movie.
Yes, Method Man and his manager, Sean Agar, they have teamed up to form an entertainment production company titled 6AM. Mm-hmm. And with that production company, they are going to distribute a bunch of other things for digital platforms and TV and big screen. But the first project is going to be the and highly anticipated How High 3.
Okay.
So, you know, Asia, there was How High 2, but it was with DC Young Fly and Lil Yachty. Mm-hmm. And Method Man and Red Man were not really part of that, but they're coming back together for How High 3.
Yeah, come retrieve your franchise. I'm here for it. I mean, certain movies, when they revive them, it's just like, all right, this really didn't need a revival. But things that are like How High, which is just super comical, fun, lighthearted, it's easy to revive, because all you have to do is make it funny again. That's exactly all you have to do. You don't have to get some deep, continuous storyline. Like, it doesn't even have to be all of that. It can just be funny. Throw Red Man in there. Throw Method Man in there. Maybe they're the people's dads and their sons are growing up and going to college together, or whatever the case is. Whatever it is, I don't think it'll be a hard movie to make. Like, a day in the life.
Exactly. So all the How High fans and stands can get excited for that. So.
Right. And they should drop it on 420, whatever year they drop it. If it's next year or the year after that, just drop it on 420. You'll be good to go. You'll be golden.
Exactly.
All right. Now let's talk about J. Cole. You know, this is J. Cole Daily Podcast.
Of course.
So he had a major week on Billboard. We spoke on the Billboard Awards. He came for everything that he deserves, honestly, because he got the number one spot and he sold a crazy amount of albums.
Yeah. So the off season, the numbers are in. It has earned 282,000 equivalent units sold in its first week, which breaks down to 37,000 album sales and 325.05 million on-demand streams of songs from the record.
And 325 million streams in the first week of putting out an album. Crazy.
Sheesh.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And I predicted this. I don't know if I predicted it on the podcast or off the podcast, but I said J. Cole was going to sell at least 200,000 first week. And what did he do? He exceeded that. Almost 300,000. 282,000 streams. Mm-hmm. Who else could have done it? Cole World.
It also makes him his sixth number one album overall. And the biggest week for a hip-hop project in 2021.
Back to back. Six Come rings. On. Jordan. Michael Jordan of this rap.
Yeah. And one more. Also the largest streaming week for any album this year.
Oh, wow. No, that's crazy. For all of his albums to go number one, his first six albums to go number one, that is a streak. That is a run.
That's
a home run. That's crazy.
J. Cole is just that man. Like,
he is.
Come on. In other Billboard number news, Nicki Minaj's Beam Me Up Scotty mixtape, which dropped the same day as J. Cole's, she came in the second spot, which had 80,000 equivalent album units.
Oh.
Ooh,
let's talk about that, because to put out a mixtape that was already out and to be number two on the Billboard, only the queen.
Yeah, right there, Nicki. Might as well. And then Moneybagg Yo's Against His Pain was at number three. So
okay. That's still good because the Gangsta's Pain was already out, to still be holding down the top three.
For sure.
And that's a great album too, man. I've been playing that album back to back. So yeah, congrats to Moneybagg Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of albums, we got a new Lil Baby Lil Durk album on the way. We already talked about it. Voice of the Heroes. They been announced it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a date, announced that, unannounced it.
Right.
Deleted the post. And now they've come back with a real actual date.
Yes. Both rappers tweeted on Sunday night that album is finished June 4th. It's when Voices of the Heroes is dropping.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now that they've officially announced it, both of them came out, said it. It's solidified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear nothing else about it unless it's a new song or a new music video. Like, now we just ready to go. We ready to hear this album. Lil Baby's been on a crazy run, so I believe he's really about to drop this, or they're really about to drop this in June. Mm-hmm. I believe that. And this is just mere days away, honestly. So
no,
we got
seriously.
some good tunes to go into the summertime with, because I already know it's gonna be good. That's why I'm saying that. So yeah, I think that's a good note to end on right there. Voice of the Heroes. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to us on all platforms. Doesn't matter which one you're listening to your podcast on. Just hit that subscribe or that follow for DX Daily Podcast. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. I follow back sometimes.
And I'm at everything at A-Dub as well.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.